Look at that. We're on the radio.
Hey, there's a thing.
Hey, what's going on? Josh Peterson, Ravi Lula. We're hanging out here in the Omaha Baseball Village. We'll be on until 1:50 today. Louisville gets the 5-3 win over Auburn. I mean, Ravi, this is a game that feels like it took almost a day to complete. Am I right?
Hey, I see what you did there.
Get it? Because it started yesterday. Yeah, it certainly did.
That's a rain delay joke right there.
That's the best types of jokes are the jokes that I bring to the show. But welcome in. Louisville gets the 5-3 win. We are on until 1:50 ahead of Vandy versus Mississippi State. First pitch for that one scheduled for quarter after 2 at 2:15. Of course, you can hear that and everything else on 1620 The Zone. 1620thezone.com. But Ravi, it's good to see you, my man. It's been a while.
I know. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. Is it day five? I think it's day five. You know, when you start getting into rain delays and games lasting from one day to the other, that's when you really start, like, forgetting what day number it is at the College World Series. I'm, like, confused. I'm wondering where I am. Am I loopy?
Say, you've
am I
been
not?
Here a lot.
Been here every day so far. Been here every day,
They're working you a little too hard.
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I wouldn't say that at all. I'm working the perfect amount. I'm having a great time, but it's good to see you. Good to do the show with you 24-ish hours away from the NBA draft. That's all we've basically been doing is sitting around here talking about what in the world is going to happen over the next few hours in the NBA. Where's Chris Paul going to end up? Yada, yada, yada. Like, it's so funny how no matter what time of year it is, the NBA always has something happening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just this morning, Mike Conley gets traded, and, you know, I'm in the car and just hear about it. You had heard some rumors that they were probably going to move off of him. They're probably going to draft Ja Morant tomorrow at point guard, but, you know, just it almost happens out of nowhere. And then, you know, the Anthony Davis thing, you know, you'd heard about that for months, and then boom, it happens all of a sudden. This Mike Conley thing, it's just quiet, and then boom, he's gone. I have to imagine the next 24 hours are going to be really crazy with the Pelicans trying to move that four pick. And
do you think Chris Paul gets moved yet, or is this something that's not going to happen for a while?
I think they're going to try. I just don't know who takes that money. His contract is such an albatross.
40 million-ish per season. Well, it is insane.
And it's not just the money, but his last season is, I think, 44 million because it's a little backloaded.
Yeah.
And he's going to be 38 that year.
And we've already seen a drop-off.
He's already washed. I mean, if you look at him, that's going to be – they're going to have to give away assets to get somebody to take his money.
Yeah, totally.
They're not going to get any value for him.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. And, of course, locally around here, the big story is Isaiah Roby. Where is he going to end up in the draft there? So, I mean, obviously that's the local storyline. But, man, nationally, there is so much happening. And, I mean, I just think back to the last week and a half – and really how much has changed for the NBA moving forward and, like, what is going to end up happening, positive and negative. Like, think about this, because I Bill Simmons threw this out on a podcast earlier this week with Ryan Russillo when he said, look, if KD doesn't come back for game five, first of all, the Raptors probably win, and they win the NBA championship.
Sure.
That means KD does not tear up his Achilles, and Klay Thompson doesn't tear up his ACL in game six. And so that, like, one decision, basketball, that one decision at the College World Series, that one decision, ramifications, huge ramifications.
On the entire league.
On the entire
Not just
league.
The Warriors.
No, on the entire league. On the Knicks. The Nets, suddenly, everyone's throwing out that they were pretty confident, or there's a lot of confidence within the league that they were going to get KD and Kyrie Irving to go to Brooklyn. And so, like, this one game had ramifications on, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 franchises directly, not to mention ones indirectly affected, because now they could be favorites to win the title next year.
Well, I was going
to
say, yeah, I mean, you've got the 5 or 6 teams that are directly affected, and then you've got teams like Utah where they've got, all of a sudden, they're trading for Mike Conley because the West looks wide open, and basically anybody that thinks, oh, we're one move away now because
the Clippers might be one move away.
Yeah, if the Clippers get Kawhi like most people think they're going to, are they the favorite now over L.A.? I mean, you've got Anthony Davis and LeBron in L.A., obviously. But
yeah. And then they're like, what's the third piece going to be?
Well, I don't even know if they should get a third piece. I think they should use that $25 million on like 2 or 3 guys, because you saw this with the Warriors this year.
Yeah.
That lack of depth killed them.
Yeah.
And listen, if KD and Klay go down, they're losing regardless of who guys 6 and 7 are.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can't assume the injuries, right?
Totally. That the margin of error.
The depth was an issue when those guys were healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you look at the Lakers and you look at a guy like LeBron who can't possibly continue to carry the load that he has been, which is why he wants a guy like AD. you almost have to think they're better off going to get some of those role players that Toronto was able to win with, not Toronto's guys necessarily, yeah. but those types, you know, the Danny Greens and the Fred Van Vliet's of the world. Those are the guys on the margins that once you have the stars, those are the, that's the difference between, you know, the Warriors of the last few years and the Warriors now, when their role players started to age out of being any good, or a team like the Rockets where none of their role players could make a shot for the last 2 years in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, and they struggled mightily in those games.
Yeah, and so you've got now, like you said, in the last week and a half, the entire league has just opened up. You have to feel a little bad for Knicks fans because like a month ago they thought they were going to have Zion,
yeah,
AD,
and Katie,
and Kyrie.
Yeah, and or at least like two or three out of the four.
And now they're getting like maybe Kemba. Like RJ Barrett.
Yeah, congratulations.
You're like, that's not.
So who knows? Maybe Chris Paul will end up on the Knicks. And,
that's not better.
And somehow it's an upgrade, though, compared to what they were last year. This hour on 1620, The Zone at the College World Series is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Omaha. Inspired design, exceptional detail. We are with you, like I said, until 1:50. Be sure to stop by. Come by the 1620 The Zone booth for your free Band-Aid kit or cold pack provided by American Family Care Urgent Care. American Family Care, the right care, right now, located on 132nd and Maple. You got one of the cold packs. You're good to go.
I did. I'm ready to go,
yeah.
Just in case the sun comes out and,
uh-huh.
and heats us up a little bit. Also, if you stop by, I'll give you a fist bump.
You'll give him a fist bump?
Free fist bumps.
You will not give anyone, though, the Friend of the Program t-shirt, which you have purchased
yes.
from DiGiorgio's.
Yes.
It is not very far away from us. I tweeted out like kind of like a nice little map because a listener reached out yesterday and said, okay, where exactly is this in relation to you? So I made a little map. I just screenshotted on Google Maps.
It was very helpful.
Thank you very much. I drew some arrows, wrote some things. So if you want to know where that is, though, you're down here. Come by. I will let you know. It's not that far away from us. A lot of people are buying the Friend
and
of the Program
terrific
shirts.
T-shirts.
Oh, phenomenal shirts. I've already worn it twice down here.
I was trying to get you to make a special edition that said Best Friend of the Program
yeah,
for me.
Yeah,
but maybe we'll do a limited run for,
maybe
for you know,
your
special guests.
It will be like Most Adult Humorous Friend of the Program because anytime you stop by, and I've been gone for a lot of these, and so I get to listen to it, I know like, oh, Robbie's going to offend some people, but he's going to make me laugh, and that's all I care about. It's all I care about, the
Listen,
clean and the jerk, all those things.
I think I'm the only person in the history of 1620 to talk about the snatch for a full half hour. So.
You were. And you got it. Well, no, you didn't get in trouble for it. John had gotten in trouble from it from the previous day, and you were like, you know what, let's just take this up a whole nother
Yeah, that wasn't even from the snatch. That was the bunt game, wasn't it?
Yes, that's what, oh, yes.
The bunt.
Runs, and, bunts, and I don't remember what the other,
Countries.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
I got to be really careful.
Yes. Yeah, make sure you add in the Rees.
The Rees. The Rees are very important.
Very important. When you talk about countries, you gotta remember the Rees.
To be fair, I didn't even – John was the one that was like, okay, I got somebody – they didn't even email 1620. They emailed Creighton.
They emailed Creighton. That's right. It was forwarded to us by Creighton.
They were mad at him about – they're like, oh, this is disgusting humor. And John's
like, yeah, are
like,
you new here?
You know, it's like, have you heard the program?
Welcome to 1620 Zone, and specifically Unsportsmanlike Conduct. It's in our name. It's called Unsportsmanlike it's like, Conduct. It's
you,
in the name.
You thought it was bad yesterday. Wait till Robbie gets it.
Oh, well, yeah, we will be with you for the next 25 minutes. You'll be in again on Friday
That's
as
right.
well. So you're just getting your College World Series game right. Are you going to this game?
I am.
Are you a baseball guy?
Listen, I like baseball. Not as much as I used to. I loved baseball when I was a kid.
Yeah, same.
Played it growing up and everything. I'm still a big Red Sox fan, but I don't follow.
You're rocking a Red Sox hat right
as
now.
As close. I know. Last year was great. This year, not as good.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been going.
That's a good take.
I think I've gone to every College World Series since I was 8 years old. So I catch a couple games every year. You know, it's mm-hmm. It's a little Omaha. It's the Omaha in me.
Oh yeah, for sure. The first game, you know, of the day, obviously, which carried over from yesterday, which was also the first game of the day yesterday. Sparse crowd there. You know, hopefully it fills up a little bit more for this second one, and then maybe a lot of people show up for the third game tonight. That one between Texas Tech and Florida State. In an elimination game there. Obviously, the next game is a winner's bracket game between Vandy and Mississippi State. So I'm interested to see how many people will be in the stadium this afternoon and then tonight. It always sucks, man, when you have those rain delays, especially ones that literally push it into the next day. I mean, that was a game last night that we're wondering, wow, is it going to resume, you know, at 9 o'clock
yeah.
Central Time or whatever? And then, no, they decide to move it until today.
Well, yeah, and it's always tough in terms of attendance because, you know, people – you know, they get out of work or they do whatever to try and
come to town.
Yeah, they try and make it to these games. So it's not always as easy as just, oh, I'll just go tomorrow, you know, with flights and hotels or whatever and trying to get everything done. So I do definitely feel for those people. I'm kind of spoiled just living, you know, downtown. It's not that, it's like, oh, you want to go get, yeah, sure, yeah. Why not?
The funniest thing yesterday was when all of the rain delay stuff was going on, I got a tweet from Bob, and then Bob got ratioed. By the way, 15 responses, the no retweets, no likes for old Bob, because he said, why this thing should be rotated? Would you have to worry about unbearable hot, humid weather and rainouts in, say, California this time of year? So Bob says, move the College World Series away from Omaha.
It's a bad take, Bob.
Then there would never be rain delays. It never rains in California.
And also, no one would give a crap about it in
no
California.
No one would care.
That's the thing.
The crowd today would be the crowd everywhere else most of the time.
Yes, and that's the thing is you might have a situation where the weather cooperates a little bit more, but this is part of the fabric of Omaha, right?
Yeah,
and so you've got people that come every year. They plan for this every year, whether their team's here or not. And it's one of those things where you really have to appreciate what the city does for the event, not just, you know, okay, yeah, there's going to be – I mean, I texted you yesterday. I was like, wouldn't be the College World Series without terrible weather.
No, exactly. You know? This is a tradition.
It is, you know. And listen, we didn't have the tornadoes or anything yet, so that's a plus. I remember going to a game when I was like 12, and it was in Rosenblatt, and my sister and I – we're literally crammed in the concourse with 20,000 people because there's a tornado warning.
I think I might have been at that game. Now you said it, yeah.
Off. And that was, first of all, that's when I was like, okay, let's build a new stadium because the smell in there.
Oh, awful. When you get 20,000 people.
Yeah,
all huddled up together on a hot June day.
The entire concourse smelled like one of those urine troughs. It was bad.
Yeah, that's just what's going to happen. I don't know, like, luckily, I don't see very many people saying move it away from, you know, Omaha often anymore.
That's definitely on the hot take side of things.
It's a very hot take, and obviously the contract is signed for so many years. But I am surprised at sometimes when I do see that viewpoint because, look, weather's going to happen almost anywhere. It happens in golf tournaments. You know, the U.S. Open is in California, you know, every few years.
Yeah.
They have issues. The Masters has rain delay issues. Like, there are issues all of the time all over the country. But I think that the thing about Omaha, you know, as I don't know why we're even like really like entertaining this idea, but the local flavor and how many people locally go, you won't get that very many other places. You know, maybe some spots in the South, you know, but then you're talking about a home field advantage of, oh, let's have it at LSU, you know, let's have it in Baton Rouge. Well, what if LSU makes it to the CWS that year? Then you're having a whole other problem.
Well, that's the thing. And, like, you look at the Women's College World Series, and that's in Oklahoma City every year. You know, you have to find the right place where you don't have – it can't be such a major market where there's so many other things to do.
Yeah.
I mean, when the College World Series comes to town, that's downtown Omaha for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's all it is. You take it to somewhere like Los Angeles or San Diego.
They're not going
to
care.
Miami. They don't care.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, like – for 2 weeks, this is all that this place is. So last night, I was actually driving. It was like 7:30. You know, I live down here, and I went to a brewery, and then I came back, and it was just weird, you know, driving by everything at 7:30, and just it didn't seem like anything was happening. And that was like one of the few days where you can be around the stadium over this 2 week span where you're like, wait, is something going on? Every other day, you know it because people are everywhere, tents are everywhere. And so, you know, that's not going to happen anywhere else but here.
Yeah. And it's one of those things, like we said, it's just part of the fabric of downtown Omaha. It's part of the fabric of the city. And it's not something you can really replicate. It's just been here for so long. It's what the College World Series is.
Totally. All right, coming up in in under an hour now, 45 minutes away, Vandy versus Mississippi State. Louisville gets the 5-3 win over Auburn. Man, Auburn, they were up in their first game against Mississippi State, 4-1, going into, what, the eighth or the ninth inning, and now they are on their way home. Brutal end of the season for Auburn. One segment to go. Josh Peterson, Robbie Lula here in the Omaha Baseball Village on 1620 The Zone.